Hey everyone, I'm Na.
And I'm Nicole.
And this is
20 and some change.
On this episode, we talk about neglect in our relationships. Have you ever felt neglected? Have you ever been the neglector? We definitely have. Let's get into how we handle it. Have you ever been in a moment where maybe your best friend has gotten in a relationship and you no longer speak to them, no longer know a thing about their lives, and you're suddenly questioning whether or not you guys are cool?
Yeah, and usually the only times that I do talk to them is if they're venting to me about their partner, about their relationship, and all of a sudden they remember that they have a friend again. There have also been times where I have been in different friend groups and I feel like I am being neglected or I feel left out. And I think that happens usually in high school. You have a lot of different friend groups and it's bound to happen. You're bound to feel like you're not invited to something, or your best friend gets another best friend. And that is definitely something that I have felt before. And it makes you feel neglected. It makes you question yourself. It makes you ask yourself, am I fun enough to hang out with? Am I a drag? Am I not cool enough? Especially when we're younger, we want to be likable. We want to be cool. We want to be the one who's invited to things. So is it actually us, or is it that friend?
It really depends on the situation. I think it's a terrible feeling to be overly needy or to think that you're too needy or too clingy. And in response to that, you may just want to push yourself away from the situation and from the people that are hurting you. That could definitely be a response. And I think that falls into the category of it being a you problem, mainly because it is based on conversation. If you're not communicating how you feel to your friend, then how are they going to know? When you're in a relationship, I feel like you get so enamored with that person. You only have googly eyes for that person. So almost everything else doesn't matter around you, and you kind of focus all of your attention on that one person. It doesn't happen all the time, but I feel like when someone is super excited, it's just natural to do that. And then in those cases, it's your friend who's being neglectful. So it really just depends. I think most of the time, it can just be both parties. Because how is one side to know how the other is feeling if you're not saying anything?
I agree. And when we're younger, we're unwilling to speak up because, like you said, we don't want to come off as clingy or that we're too sensitive. But now, as we get older, communication is key. If you're feeling some type of way, you need to speak up about how you're feeling, how someone's actions have made you felt, because they might not even be aware that they're doing it, right? Because they're infatuated with someone, their attention is somewhere else, and they might not be aware that they're hurting you. So communication is definitely key. But I also want to flip it. Have you ever been in a situation where you were the friend that was neglecting other friends?
In regards to other friends, yeah, totally. When I entered into college and embarked on that journey, it was, for me, it was as if I was starting a new chapter in life and almost everything was erased in my past. And I think I totally neglected my friends. Like, I did not reach out to people. I was too busy trying to have fun, trying to figure things out for myself, that I really just got lost in that and didn't even focus on the people around me. For relationships, I think I'm almost hyper aware of how my partner and I are acting in public. And I hate comments from people like, oh, you guys are holding hands. You guys are touching each other. You know, like those little things. Mm-hmm. It's like, mind your business. But because I don't want people to say anything, I keep it kind of like casual. I guess. And I try and include other people so they don't feel left out, only because I know what it feels like to be left out. And I don't want other people to think that I'm purposely doing it to them. For example, there have been times where I'm entering new friend groups and no one wants to include me. This has really happened, and this has happened to me in a totally different country too. So on top of a language barrier, a culture barrier, now I have people who are making assumptions about me and totally Xing me off of their list and not including me in their daily plans, in their excursions, like nothing at all. So because I know how it feels and how scary that can be at times to be totally alone on this planet, I just want to be able to extend that hand to someone and be like, I see you, I'm going to include you, but it's not like I'm going to hold your hand all the way. Like if you want to be a part of this, okay, then let's go. So I feel like once again, it is that balance that we're reaching. Have you ever neglected your friend groups, or have you ever felt neglected yourself? And what did you do to kind of overcome that?
Yeah, I've felt both. So I have felt neglected in my friendships. When I was younger, I think it was because, you know, the whole different friend groups thing, and maybe I wasn't cool enough or whatever the case may be. And then as we are getting older, it's because people have jobs now, you know, some people have kids, some people have other stuff to worry about. And that's completely different. I get it. There are also times where I feel like I have been the one neglecting my different friend groups, because I can definitely feel tension when I do that. But I think the most frustrating thing is that other party isn't telling me. Like, I don't want to just go based off of the assumption or something that I feel, because I will try to, you know, reach out to you, hey, let's plan a day. But if you're still catching an attitude, then it's like, what am I supposed to do with that? You know, what am I actually really supposed to do? Like, do you want me to have to comfort you like a child when we're grown? And I feel like both parties should do their parts. If I'm reaching out to you, I'm apologizing to you. Not that, oh, you should accept my apology and accept that I'm trying, but it's more of like, I need you to be open about it. And I also need you to communicate your feelings, because again, I don't want to go off my own assumptions.
Yes, totally. I think when tensions run high because of lack of communication, I feel like that's when it shows so many cracks in the foundation too. Like, why are you as my friend not comfortable in being honest with me? Like, what's up with that? What's going on?
Right.
And I think even with that, like, that could be hurtful to the person that you're not explaining it to.
Especially if you have been friends with this person for a long time. We are supposed to have a strong, open friendship where you should be able to communicate things, and we're not supposed to be going back in our friendship. We are supposed to be taking steps forward to grow as people, to grow in the friendship, to be able to talk about these type of things. And it can be very hard, because at the same time, I don't want to offend them and be like, oh yeah, hey, are you, and accuse them of something. Because again, I could be overthinking it. Usually though, what I'm feeling is right, but it makes me feel better when I hear it from them, because I need to have that reassurance, like, oh, are you feeling this way? Okay, maybe I was tripping and you're not, you know, because then that could also be avoided and we can just hash it out.
Yeah, because then it's totally not balanced if you're the person who's having to reach out and ask based off of your assumptions. Are we okay? What's going on? I feel like you're coming at me in a different type of way than you usually do. That can be exhausting on your end. So I totally hear you. Like, there has to be some sort of balance and both people have to be comfortable. But in those situations, when you're noticing that, what do you do? Do you feel like there's any responsibility on your part if someone isn't speaking up, or do you kind of just let it slide and wait?
I've actually done both. So I've done where I have spoken up, and most of the time I think it comes from like my people pleasing tendencies. I don't want to start anything. So I let it slide because I'm like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. And if they're talking to me, that must mean that we're okay. But I found that that way usually leads to more resentment in the future because nothing was really addressed. And instead, projections just keep happening. But the time that I have spoken up, it was to let them know, like, hey, you are projecting. And sometimes I have taken people's projections, but I think this time, I think I was going through something and I was like, I'm not about to take this shit from you while I'm going through something. So I spoke up about it and they apologized, you know, but it would have been nice that you didn't do that in the first place, obviously. You know what I mean? Like that you recognize what you were doing because I'm pretty sure you can feel your own negativity. And I'm pretty sure you can feel when you are taking it out on other people, which isn't fair, especially if you're doing it to someone that you love.
In this scenario, it's almost as if we're talking about how you would be neglecting someone in the relationship, right? If they're having that tension.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see how on your end that could be really frustrating because you're essentially going about your life doing your best to balance your friend groups to your abilities, yet you're still noticing tension with someone. And it's not essentially your job to keep bringing up these tensions. Like, yes, you can bring it up once, maybe twice, but after a while it gets too repetitive and then you're kind of stuck in this cycle of resentment and maybe even a little bit of jealousy too. In a situation like that, where it kind of reaches that boiling point where it's just so obvious that things are tense and you're starting to notice patterns in your friend and these patterns are kind of pointing towards jealousy, what do you do? Have you ever been in a relationship where your friend was jealous of you and your new friends and who you were hanging out with? Because I know like best friends will kind of joke around and be like, you're my best friend, you're my for lifer, like don't find a new friend. But what happens when you really do find a new friend? What does that look like and how can you two get over it?
Right. That's so hard because no one, you know, we're prideful beings. So it's not easy for someone to say, hey, I'm feeling left out. I might even be a little jealous. I don't think anyone has ever admitted, oh yeah, I'm jealous. But like you said, you can definitely see in their actions. And the way that I deal with that, sometimes I'm like, yo, you're tripping right now. Or it's like, they'll be jealous and then take it out on me. So like act funny towards me or like just throw subs. And sometimes I'm like, are you okay? Are you okay? And it's very tricky to address because like, we don't want to offend people and be like, hey, you're acting like a jealous bitch, but you're acting like a jealous bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And some ways that can show is that, you know, if you're talking to them about your other friend, if you're venting, they either show no reaction, maybe you try to reach out to them and you're sharing stuff with them and like they don't seem happy for you and they just keep projecting negative energy and it's like everything you do, they always have to make a negative comment. And so again, they're taking it out on you. And I think the best way, especially now as adults, is to address it. You have to address it, even though it's an uncomfortable situation, uncomfortable talk. But until you do, that person will probably keep projecting onto you and keep being negative. And then it's also time to reflect and look at the friendship and what is keeping us together. Why do you feel jealous? Do you have other friends? And why is this affecting you in this way? Like, why is it making you act this way? Have you ever felt jealous? Have you ever seen these little things of your friends being jealous towards you in your new relationships?
I want to say no, but I think I myself and my friends haven't been jealous of my friends or the friends that they make per se. I think instead it's more jealousy on the experiences we have without them.
Ooh, that's a really good point.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think if I'm constantly going out and having a great time and presenting that on social media and essentially excluding that other friend, I think it can become really hurtful for that person on the receiving end. So I kind of see that time and time again where it's like, oh, well, you're enjoying yourself. You're having so much fun. And I'm stuck inside the house and I don't have friends to hang out with. So then it becomes a, are you actually my friend? And a, do I have to go look for new friends to have this much fun like you? Like, it can be like a motivating factor of, do we keep the friendship? Do I bring it up? Or do I find someone else? And so I'm kind of seeing that over and over again.
When you're saying this, all I could think of is that's why it's so important, though, to have different friend groups. You know, obviously, we're used to the friends that we had growing up through high school, and we're comfortable with that. But it's so important to get out there and to make our own friends, because no one is going to do it for us. Connection is everything. And we need to make more of those. I'm not saying meet 100 different people and you have to get close and share your vulnerabilities with every single one of them. But, you know, have different friend groups, because at the end of the day, that's not your responsibility to feel bad that they feel bad. You know what I mean? It's not on you. Like, yeah, of course you're going to feel bad because that's your friend. You don't want them to feel that way. But what do you want me to do about it? You know, there's certain situations I feel like where it's not so easy to mix friend groups because we know our friends' different personalities, and you already know it wouldn't probably go so smoothly. But that's why it's so important to have different friend groups, because that way you won't feel alone and be resentful. How do you handle when you're being the neglected friend? What does that feel like for you? What feelings do you have towards that friend that's neglecting you? And do you see it as you need to speak up or they need to stop being a badass friend?
In the situation that I talked about before, where random people made assumptions about me and decided not to befriend me for whatever reason, I believe that's on them. It sucked. It made me feel like I wasn't worthy enough, or I didn't have value to add into their lives. And that can be very demoralizing, because at the end of the day, I know that every single person has value. It may be different degrees depending on who you talk to, but everyone has something to add in someone's life. So when you totally bar someone from having some sort of connection to you or you interacting with them, you're effectively saying you don't matter. I didn't really like that at all. And then, of course, we could kind of pair that with how it feels when you are neglected by a close friend. It's not to the same degree as you don't matter, but doesn't feel good. When you're in that kind of space of this person likes me or loves me less than they did, it's almost like you're getting backed into a corner and your fight or flight senses are kicking in at that point. You can either be defensive, shout in their face, project your feelings onto them as your fight, or you could totally leave, not have a conversation, give up, call it a day, and that's your flight. Depending on the type of person you are and to the degree of the situation, it could change each time. But either way, those types of reactions manifest from a place of hurt. And from that place of hurt, you are making assumptions of how this person feels about you. Now, they could be totally valid and correct, but still, you don't know. So once again, it kind of does come back to the communication thing. Of course, you're going to make that judgment call and you're going to figure out whether or not you need to communicate. For me, with those girls abroad, I did not have a conversation with them because it was immediate. As soon as they met me, they made assumptions about me and it was kind of over from there. And in those situations, those people need to either apologize or try and start a relationship with me and kind of let their walls and guards down. Eventually, that did happen with one of the girls, and we actually became very close while I was out of the country and kind of figuring out my life over there. And with the other girl, I wasn't at all. I only know her name. And that's how it's going to stay. But in a different situation where it's a friend and I'm being neglected, I think most of the time, I stay silent. And I'm just like, I have full trust that they wouldn't intentionally treat me like this. And that's built from a place of love and understanding. So I don't take it personally. Instead, I just lean on another friend because we're looking at it like a scale. If one friend isn't giving that type of love that I'm used to, I'm sure that I can find it in another friend group. It doesn't mean I'm going to treat that other friend any less than I would before. It's just I'm going to spend more time or do something else with that other friend to enjoy my life, make me feel better, and create beautiful memories with whoever.
And I want to add another thing that also adds to being hurt is sometimes I try to overcompensate. So if I'm being neglected, I'm going to keep trying to hang out or to get that love from them that I am not used to feeling. And I'm going to overcompensate and see if they will give it. I think it just stems from, again, is it me? Am I not being enough? And I sometimes take it on as I'm not being enough. So then I have to keep going and I overcompensate to see if they will give me that attention and that love that I'm used to. And it's something that I'm trying to grow out of because that's not from a healthy place, you know? So, but that is one way that I used to add fuel to the fire and just to hurt myself and just to, you know, just change the narrative in my favor, like, oh yeah, like I'm so this and that, and they're being a horrible friend, when in reality, that's not it.
Ooh, so it's almost as if you're changing that narrative in your head from, I'm going to make sure that it's no longer me. So it's changing from a, wow, is it me? Could I have done something else? To, that was my last effort. I've done my best, and now I can go.
Mm-hmm. Other times when I have been neglected, I think I feel the exact same way that you do. Yeah, it's very hurtful. And it's almost like, am I not adding value to your life? Am I just here? You know, am I a good human being to be part of your friendship? But I will say, though, sometimes I think the degree of like understanding changes, because if we're both busy, obviously, if I'm busy as well, I'm not going to feel that neglect. Maybe you could be neglecting me, but I'm not going to feel it because I'm also busy. And so I think that's completely different because, you know, as adults, we do get busier and it gets harder to reconnect. It gets harder to hang out because we don't have time. Our schedules don't match up. But that is entirely different because that's when we're both recognizing, okay, yeah. But again, we have to both make the time. Like we can't, one person can't bend more than the other because this is an equal friendship. So the key takeaways are, you know, we are human. We're going to feel neglected. We're going to be the neglectors. But the big thing now, especially as we get older, is communication, communication, communication. Even if it's uncomfortable, even if we don't want to address it, it needs to be addressed to form healthy friendships and relationships.
Thanks for tuning in.
We appreciate your support.
If you'd like to connect with us more, follow us on the gram at 20 and some change.